for calling National Grid.
Para español, marque 7.
If you are calling to report a gas odor or damaged gas line, press 1. To report a power outage, downed wire, street light, or for any other emergency power problem, press 2. Otherwise, please press 3 to continue.
We are aware of an issue causing a delay in the delivery of October printed bills for some of our customers. We are working with our bill print vendor to resolve this issue as quickly as possible. If you have not received your October bill or it arrived late, please be assured that we have stopped all late payment charges for the next 60 days due to this issue. Impacted customers may also experience a shortened time between their October and November bills. We understand that it may be difficult to manage multiple bills in close proximity to each other. If you are having difficulty paying your bill, we offer programs and services that can help. Please visit ngrid.com/hereforyou for more information.
In a few words, briefly tell me the reason for your call today.
New service.
To get you to the right representative, please select one of the following locations. Upstate New York, press 1. Massachusetts, I'll transfer you to a representative for assistance. In order to best serve you, please have your full address and social security number ready for the next available customer service specialist. This call may be monitored or recorded for quality and training purposes.
Thank you for calling National Grid. My name is Akilia. May I have your name, how you would like to be addressed, along with the address or account number?
Sure. My name is Cameron Buys, B-U-Y-S.
And have you had service to National Grid before?
Yes, just not at this address.
Got you. And how may I help you today?
I need to set up a new service, please.
All right. I could definitely help you start new service. Can I have your social security, please?
085-76-5562.
And can I have a phone number for you?
Sure. Cell phone is 585-300-7260.
And do you give National Grid consent to make automated calls and pre-recorded messages to the phone number on file in regards to your utility services?
Yes.
Okay. Now, is this upstate New York or Long Island?
Yes. Upstate.
Upstate? And also, would you like to add a secondary person to your account?
No.
Okay. All right. And what's the address you would like to start service at?
It's 61 East Oneida, O-N-E-I-D-A Street.
And the postal code?
13126.
Floor 1 or floor 2?
So actually, I need it turned on for both. I own the property right now. It's just unrented. So we'll, I'll switch it over in the tenant's names once we cross that bridge.
Got it. Okay, one moment. Let me start with floor 2. All right, you say you own the property, correct?
Yes.
All right. And would you like to receive the bill in the mail or email?
Email, please.
Email?
Yep.
What's your email address?
It's my first name's Cameron, C-A-M-E-R-O-N, with a period, mm-hmm. and then my last name, Buys, B-U-I-S, at gmail.com.
Gmail.com. Okay. And what date you would like service to be on?
ASAP, please.
Okay, let me see. All right, one moment. I'm going to place on a brief hold, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes.
So would you be available tomorrow? So we will have to send someone out, and the time slots we have for tomorrow is we have a 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Is that okay for you?
Hang on, I'm checking right now.
Okay.
That should be good, and that'll turn on services for both units.
Yeah, so this is for floor one. I'm going to set up floor two right now, and I'm going to put it for the same date and time.
Okay.
So you said one to three, okay?
Yeah, 1 to 3 should be fine. If for some reason that changes, because I'm going to have my property manager there. It won't be me. It'll be
they
my
will give you
manager.
A call when they're coming.
Okay. All right.
So one moment. I'm going to place you back in a brief hold.
And this is for gas and electric, right?
Correct.
Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome. Can I have your phone number again, please?
Sure, it's 585 300 7260.
60, okay, thank you. All right, one moment. Okay, so I'm going to place you back on a brief hold while I send you the confirmation email. It's going to have both of your account number, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so I just sent you two confirmation emails. Let me know if you receive it. It's going to have your new account number, the next meter read date, and the date you request to start service. Also, you called in today regarding start service. I resolve your issue by creating an account at 61 East Oneida Street for both Floor 1 and Floor 2, Oswego, New York. Is there anything else I could help you with today?
Nope, that'll do it. If I do need to switch the 1 to 3 time for tomorrow, is there another time slot available?
Let me go see. I'm pretty sure on a brief hold, okay? One moment.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Also have 8 a.m. to 12 p.m., 12 p.m. to 4 p.m.
Oh, okay. So so there's some other ones as well. I'm just waiting to hear confirmation from my property manager.
We have 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. also. 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. also.
Okay. We'll leave it at the 1 to 3 right now, and then if I need to change it, I can just call back.
Yeah, but you will have to call back today, though.
Yeah, I will. I'm just waiting for her to confirm the time. She hasn't texted me back. Oh, I mean, she just did.
She did. Okay. I'll wait.
I can have your main. Okay. Yeah, no, we 1 to 3 is fine.
1 to 3 is fine? Okay. All right.
Perfect.
Is there anything else I could help you with today?
You were great. No, everything, all set. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling National Grid, and have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye.